The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hi there, this is I Should Be Writing, a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And I am back from Worldcon. I am jet-lagged. I'm recording in my car, but not while driving. A couple of people have said they do not like the driving podcasts, and I can't blame them. But I'm home from Worldcon and jet-lagged and had some of the worst travel luck I've ever had in my life. I now believe that Airbnb is the devil, and the Irish airline Aer Lingus is its minion. On top of everything else, I also lost my phone, so I can't log into Patreon because of heightened secure two-factor authentication. So I'm waiting for Patreon to get back to me about getting into my account so I can message you supporters. But a couple of times I've gone to the more frequent, shorter podcast, people have reacted very positively to those, and I think I want to start doing that more. So I just want to talk about one thing that happened at Worldcon. And I can't even remember what started it. That's the problem. But essentially what we were talking about was going back to old stories. A lot of fans always say, you know, I really wish you'd go back and do a sequel to whatever my favorite book was. And now I'm learning as an author that the further you get away from that book, the harder it is. So I realize that I'll probably never write the sequel to Playing for Keeps. I might, you know, do what the TV show Carnival did and just say, here's what was going to happen. I don't know if I'll ever do another Shambling Guide because that feels pretty far away. But I've decided I will do a follow-up to Six Wakes. And I've hinted at this. The bare bones facts are the publisher doesn't want it. Please don't ask me why. It gives me a headache to try to answer that. But, you know, if I can sound 6 years old, they're not the boss of me. They only determine whether they publish the follow-up to the book. Someone else can publish it, including me. I thought about doing it chapter by chapter on Patreon, but I'm afraid of that because, being a discovery writer, I may uncover some sort of epiphany about what I want to say in the plot halfway through. And in my usual life, I just say, oh, that's awesome. I'll write that down and then I'll go back and fix it. In serialized form, that's harder to fix. I might do a big hunk of it and then start serializing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm going to write it because every day I'm getting further and further away from that world. And I don't want to do that. There are many stories I still want to tell. So I'm writing it. I don't know what the title's going to be either. I'm not going to continue with the numbers. I didn't like the title 6 weeks anyway. Marketing liked it, so we kept it. But I'm going to write it because I can. Because no one can stop me, really. One problem I've had with traditional publishing, and it's all in my head because my friend Ursula doesn't have this problem, is that now that I'm traditionally published, I feel like I need permission to write something because that's how you publish. You send it to your agent sends it to your editor, and your editor buys it, and then they publish it. And that's how publishing happens once you actually reach that goalpost. But things are so weird now. Publishing is such a different beast. So my agent can't sell it. Okay. So my publisher doesn't want it. Okay. Is there one of you who might want it? Maybe. Will it give me pleasure? Or close a door? Nah, closing a door is a negative connotation. I mean, like, you know, finishing a thought, closing a book kind of thing, if I write it. Will I get that sense of satisfied fulfillment of a project being done when I'm done? Will I learn something from it? Those are all good reasons to write. And I just turned in my new book in July, so I got nothing to do. So, you heard it here first. 6 weeks 2 is coming. I don't know who's bringing it to you. If nobody else wants it, it'll be me. But it's coming. I am still recovering from jet lag, as I mentioned. I'm very tired. I still have some errands to do. I'm going to end this now, so I'll have stuff to talk about tomorrow. But, you know, I thank you for keeping up with me in my disorganized world. Because I really do want to support you guys in any way I can. But I'm a little scatterbrained, and you accept me, and I appreciate that. If you want to support the Patreon, it's at patreon.com/mightymur. And if you want to, with the caveat that I still can't get in there and give any bonus Patreon information or content because I can't log in right now. Yes, if you want to email me, it's mightymur@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at mightymur. And my website is murverse.com, where you can find out about me and my books and my other podcasts and what I edit and all the little hats that I wear, because I'm a freelancer and I do a lot of stuff. But I really hope you're writing, because you should be. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymur. I should be writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be riding. I should be working on my friends.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.